آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر.
In terms of the resumption of international arrivals to Melbourne, we will need to be well past stage four, so well past the second wave, before we can have those flights landing again. And the reason for that is that obviously there's a big logistical task involved in supporting those returned travellers. No one is comfortable with the notion of people wanting to come home and not being able to. So flights are still going into Sydney, to Adelaide, Perth, Brisbane. Quarantine is done there and then they come to Melbourne afterwards. That's challenging, I know. But we'll get that resumed as soon as we can, but it can only be done once we're past the second wave. Just for the resources, really, we've got to focus on driving the case numbers down. On the issue of international students, the best thing I can do, I don't have the note in front of me, but we've done quite a lot of work to support temporary visa holders, people who are not citizens but are residents, and international students. So there's quite a bit that's been done there, and I'd be indebted to you if you're able to help us to get that information out to people, because there is support there. That's our government. They were not eligible for other programs, but we've done that because we think it's important. And look, on the resumption of international students, I think we can resume some international education at the appropriate time. It'll need to be done carefully and gradually. But again, that's captive to the second wave also. Until we've got that under control, then we simply won't be able to have people coming here. But I'm hopeful that we can resume that as soon as it's safe, because we know how important it is, not just from jobs and the economy, but it's critically important to our relationship with the world. Those friendships and partnerships that are forged by studying and living here, they've always served us well. They're very important to me, and it's very, very challenging and confronting not to have that sector up and running. My message to Victorians who can't be reunited with family or can't be here in a place that they love, in a place that is only for a piece of paper, that this is their home, this is where they see themselves, this is where they see their future. My message is one of sadness. I am troubled, and I'm very hurt that this pandemic means that they're separated. That's not a good thing. That's very challenging. But beyond just best wishes, I know there are some residual issues in relation to some of these visa matters, and particularly in relation to family reunion. And you would remember that I made some comments going back a couple of years ago now. My support for families being together, my support for a migration policy that is bigger rather than smaller, one that's about giving people a chance to play their part in building a stronger Victoria, that's pretty well understood. And I know that's been seen through some matters that have been foreshadowed and have been held up in Canberra. I'm not wanting to make a political point in any way, but I'm just referring you to pretty consistent position and pretty consistent view on my part. But I suppose the ultimate message is you are welcome. You're an important part of Victoria. These matters are largely federal, but we acknowledge the pain and the grief of being separated from loved ones. It's very, very challenging.
ऐसी ही और कहानियां सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहां आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहां हम हैं.